Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we want you to get your hands together and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording.
Oh man, oh man, what a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
We got Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside.
What's up, y'all? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Everybody's doing well. Can't wait to see you guys again. And everybody take the vaccine so we can come back around you again.
Take a vaccine.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right.
Everybody. And wear your mask.
Please.
Oh, man, we... Hey, Fred, when I'm listening to your music in the background as you're talking, I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, that music, there is something so special about the music that Lakeside does, the way that you guys perform, the energy that you guys bring to the stage, the love that you guys have in your music. There is something so special about your music, man, and I don't know where it came from, but ever since I was...
It came from the fans, just our need to make people happy and talk about life and different experiences that we all have, and we just try to make it relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, hey, you know, but it's like it's got that classy funk, you know, and I know that a lot of you funkers came from. They got that Ohio thing going that they always talk about.
Yeah.
But you're Texas. And you put that Texas bottom underneath Ohio. And gave it that twist, right?
Yeah, well, we all used to sit up and watch Ohio players and look at the Ohio players, you know, and, you know, they was the big group that everybody... you know, looked at and wanted to be like, you know, us and Heat Wave and Roger Troutman and, you know, we all, wasn't nothing else to do, ain't nothing else to do anything but play music.
So how you doing in the pandemic, man? How you doing? Are you ready to get back out there?
Yeah, I'm ready to get back out, man. Right now I'm just staying in and, you know, we're sitting around writing and, I'm thinking about, we've been thinking about dropping one of the songs from the Lakeside Lost Files.
Oh.
So, you might be in some real soon, and I'll make sure that you got it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we may try to do it next month, maybe around Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about that, so... But we get ready to drop something. You're going to be really, really surprised. It's really nice, too. And it's a ladies' record. The women are going to love it. Yeah, they're going to love it.
Hey, man.
So,
I love you, man, and I appreciate you taking out the time just to share this information because I didn't expect it, man. So... you are awesome, man. We appreciate you. Don Fleming, you got something done. You got something for Fred?
Well, you know,
I'm telling you, we're going to drop something on you. Going to really, really surprise, and I think the ladies are really going to like it. So I want everybody to know that, you know, we're going to drop something real soon, and we just can't wait to get back out there and touch you guys and feel your energy and, you know, just perform, you know.
Okay, absolutely.
Love it, love
Fred,
it, love
Fred,
it.
Fred, go ahead, Don. You said you wanted to ask Fred something, Don? Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside, y'all.
Yeah, it's the man. And how's that Texas weather treating you?
Hey, man, it's nice. It's like about 61 today. It's sunny. You know, it's been pretty good. Our kind of winters is not really much, you know what I'm saying? We had snow last week. It lasted about 3 or 4 hours, and it was gone. So, you know. Long enough for you to see it in the grass. And if you didn't take a picture of it, then you missed it.
Man, that's the crazy weather we have here in the South. It's usually like that. It's like a couple hours of snow, and then probably the next week, right? Like right now, it's 60 degrees outside here in Little Rock. So
y'all got what we had. So it wasn't much, but it was a little bit just for us to feel a little winter. Other than that, man, it's been really nice.
Oh, man. Well, we are so blessed, man. Thank you so much for are you trying to tell me that the snow didn't stick when it hit there last couple of days ago?
You say, wouldn't that say that again?
The snow didn't stick?
Yeah, it snowed. It snowed all day, really, and then it stopped. And then the next day, it was, you know, like it never happened.
Thank you. Yes. Man, oh man, how crazy was that in the beginning? Oh my goodness gracious. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr., and you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in as we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday here on Solar Records Radio. So we thank you guys, and we love you and appreciate you so much for being a part of our show. You know, we Fred Lewis, man, Fred Alexander, I mean, from the original Lakeside. They have a Fred Lewis as well. Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside, the drummer, was just on the line with us, but the microphones were acting a little weird. So, but anyway, guys, thanks, Fred. We love you, brother, and appreciate you. And you know, Fred said they can't wait to get back out there on the road and doing what they do. They love playing for you. And so, man, and I love them. I love hanging out with those guys. They are awesome. But anyway, we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records today. Every Friday on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound. We are kicking off the Solar Weekend here, right here and now in the studio. We're going to have a good time just going down memory lane with the record company, the little record company that could, and it did. And it made a big difference in so many lives, as far as even the listeners and the executors of the record company, and then the musicians and the artists. Everybody's life changed when Dick Griffey did what he did with Solar. So we are all so blessed, and that's why every Friday I celebrate it, because it's a blessing. And I don't, you know, I don't take it for granted. I appreciate what Dick Griffey did for us. I appreciate when he found Leon Silvers and brought Leon Silvers to the company and blessed so many of us. So thank you, Mr. Griffey. Rest in peace, and we will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. We love you, man. We really do. So anyway, guys, I hope you guys are good and things are well for you. Getting ready for the weekend, right? Y'all getting ready to kick out the weekend and do your thing. And that's what we're trying to do, too, here. I am going to Cali. I'm going back to Cali in June now. My daughter had to reschedule our schedule. I was like, ah, y'all don't know what y'all doing. So I said, okay. Well, you got it. I guess you know. So, but anyway, guys, we're going to get this music going. I want to have a good time with you. Thanks for tuning in. But when I get to Cali, I'm going to be hanging out with all, you know, Leon and all the boys. We're going to get together and hang out. And I wish we would write some music while we're together. But it's always, everybody's so busy doing life. It's so hard, you know, to get that done. So, but we do get together, go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Chicken and Waffles. That's like lunch and dinner, or breakfast and dinner. I don't get it. But anyway, I never had the waffles and the chicken. I never had that. I either had one or the other, but never together. So, but anyway, we do get together there in Pasadena and on Lake Street all the time. And we will be there again. And we thank Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles for being so kind to us and always, you know, putting aside a special place in the location for us. So we take up the whole side of the room of their restaurant. And it's such a blessing that they do that, because we get to just love on each other, hang out and take pictures and laugh and reminisce and all that good stuff. And, you know, and this year is going to be a little different because, you know, we're losing brothers and so it's really sad. But, you know, we're going to try to keep their legacies alive as well and continue to love them and love on each other. So, guys, with all that being said, I am so grateful to have this opportunity to have this station to keep the legacy of Solar alive. And what is that? I'm looking at one of my producers is writing to me. Too bad you don't have that in the summer. Okay. that isn't going to be in the summer. That's going to be in the summer, this summer. All right, so we're going to get together this summer. All right, so anyway, all right, guys, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is one of my favorite songs. We did a long time ago with Dynasty. Kevin Spencer is one of his favorite songs, and he always asked me, can you play that loving feeling, please? And so that's what I'm going to do. Here you go, Kevin Spencer. This is for you, my brother. Much love, and everybody, thanks so much for tuning in today. And we're going to have a couple of hours of just going down memory lane with Solar. All right, here we go. Amen.
Oh, I know just what to do to keep you in my heart.
Don't rock that boat. find its way back home.
absolutely beautiful and amazing. And I just love, love, love those guys. That is the deal on Solar Records Radio. And this is Wardell Potts Jr. Man, oh, man, I tell you, going down memory lane here with these guys is just amazing and unbelievable. And what a blessing and what a beautiful blessing it is for all of us to, you know, to be able to be blessed by this music, right? I mean, it is, you know, just think about it. It's basically love songs. I mean, all the stuff that we did was basically love songs. If you listen to the song I wrote in the background here, Keep On Loving Me, it's a love song. We're always talking about, we were always talking about how to lift each other up and how to be a blessing to one another. And that's really what the world is missing right now. And that's because, you know, we really need to pay attention to the information that goes in, because what we allow in is what normally comes out. And if we're constantly hearing terrible things or watching bad movies or, you know, hanging out with just people that are doing the wrong things, that's usually what comes out of us. We become a victim of circumstances. And so that's why I encourage my young brothers and sisters that are songwriters to, you know, to make sure that you're putting a good message out in the world, how we can be a blessing to one another, and not how we can destroy each other. And it's so much hatred that goes on that's been happening and stuff. It's just, it's really sad. And I believe that it, you know, just think about the video games that the kids have. I mean, these video games are violent. I mean, you know, everybody's shooting, just shooting away and just laughing and having fun. But in real life, you know, we see those things happening at the schools and stuff around the country. And people, young kids are going out and killing each other. It's crazy. So please, you know, Solar did that. It was a beautiful thing just having those good songs with good meaning. And just so we could all enjoy one another, go out to clubs and dance and have fun and love on each other and not sit there and destroy one another. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. We are going to try to have a great time with you. I hope you guys are good and all is well with you. So listen, let's do this right here and now on Solar Records Radio with the Whispers, all right? Love you. Welcome into my dreams.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of made. I'll remain in a fantasy like this.
Come on, y'all. Keep it going. Climax in the house. Men all talk.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I wanna be home.
Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
You know, the ladies in Climax was very special. They were right above, they were right below Dynasty's rehearsal. We would rehearse and they would come on, you know, rehearse in the same building. And the name of this place is called Wilshire's Fine Arts. You would think that it's a beautiful place with that name. It was completely the opposite. And it would get, well, first of all, it was beautiful in the sense that it was our home. They gave us a place that that was affordable, I guess, to Dick Griffey, to the company. But it was always being worked on. I mean, there was walls missing. It was all, I mean, when I say literally walls missing, I mean literally walls were missing. There were no walls in some of the rooms, and they were always working on this place and always doing something. And the owner was just the sweetest man with the, you know, with some beautiful children he had. And they were big. They weren't little. They were big kids. And they were just beautiful, a good-looking family. And they actually lived next door to the rehearsal hall. And it would be, you know, we all would be in there, Dynasty, Lakeside, not Lakeside, Dynasty, Shalimar, and Climax mainly. And we were in there rehearsing all the time, getting ready for tours and stuff like that. But I remember going down and the ladies down in Climax were absolutely amazing. I mean, they were drilling it, man. They were working hard. And we used to rehearse about 8 hours a day. I mean, we was on it because we weren't just rehearsing, because we also were practicing for the stuff that we were recording for these groups as well. So we were going and rehearsing on our show, but at the same time, you know, it was so easy for us to just strike up a groove and start working on that and get sidetracked. And so, you know, but we had a wonderful, it was a wonderful journey, just building Solar sonically, you know, from the music point of view. It was wonderful just being a part of this amazing team led by Leon Silvers. And I'm so grateful, to Leon and, Dick Griffey for, you know, it's kind of an amazing opportunity for me, for sure, coming from Philadelphia and being blessed in that situation. I was too young to be a part of Philly International. They were a generation before me. And so I grew up listening to Philly International, you know, the Delphonics and Teddy Pendergrass and, you know, the Blue Notes, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes is where Teddy came from. And on and on and on, McFadden and Whitehead and all those groups, I grew up listening to those guys. And so, but when I got to California to audition and made the audition, when we were recording, all I could think about is how blessed and amazing this opportunity is for me. And a lot of the guys had came out to California, and they would go back home, you know, because some people don't like to be away from home, right? They keep thinking about, I need to get back home and my family and stuff, and that's respectful, and I appreciate that. But for me, California had became my new home. That I was like, this is where I'm going to be now. And I never thought about going back home, because going back home would be like, okay, now what? Now what you gonna do, right? So I was really blessed that Leon kept me so busy all the time in the studio, recording one record after another record after another record. And what a blessing to be on all these gold records, gold and platinum records. I mean, they were selling. They weren't just songs. They were selling. And so Dick Griffey and them, they were doing whatever they had to do to promote those records. They did it well because our records were selling, and we were really fortunate, all, every single one of us. And rest in peace, my brother Richard Randolph, but he felt the same way. It was just like amazing. Just, you know, one minute, you know, you're in the garage practicing, next thing you're on the stage performing. And you just never know, right? You just never know when you're going to get in that call. And so I'm just grateful, and I'm so proud of all of my brothers and sisters that we went through all that together, right? And so every once in a while, I'm looking for Juliet. Juliet, where are you, girl? I'm trying to find Juliet.
Juliet.
I had to do back-to-back with Lakeside because their ballads are just amazing. And there's so much soul. And Otis Stokes with that amazing falsetto. And he blesses us. He blesses the music every single time. And let me ask you this. Have you ever met someone that you just could not get them out of your head? I mean, it's like... I can't stop thinking about you. Like, okay, I don't need to think about you all the time. I have other things to think about. And that person just is sitting there and just in, you know, your mind is just all twisted. And it's like, what are you doing? Why? You remember that song? She says, how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. I tried that love thing for the last time, you know, but there's just certain people that come in and just knock down those walls. All the defensive walls just kind of crumble because they bring something that's so special and so beautiful, right? And it's a wonderful thing. So, you know, sometimes we have to give in to the heart a little bit because the heart is feeling something that the mind is not ready for. The mind's going, no, no. And the heart's like, yes, yes. I've been a victim of circumstances for too long. And I know when there's a good thing that just came around. And so, the heart's telling the mind, you need to pay attention to this one. Pay attention. And so, but it's all good. You know, we had a lot of ballads out of Solar, you know, and a lot of people, you know, Solar was kind of known for those up-tempo jams, but there were so many wonderful ballads that came out of Solar, you know. I mean, you think about, you know, On Two Occasions by The Deal, you know, I Only Think of You on Two Occasions, Day and Night, what a beautiful song. And This Ring Means I'll Always Love You. Oh, This Ring Means I'll Always Be True. And that Shalimar, you know, putting it down. And of course, everybody knows, if you just listen in the background right there, listen to that. Who is that? Oh, I Need You. You know, the Whispers, of course, they're the balladeers, right? Until Leon got a hold to them and said, listen, we're going to give you some grooves under your music, right? And so we started hitting the Whispers with And the Beat Goes On. And then after And the Beat Goes On, I think it was It's a Love Thing. And after that, I mean... we just kept on coming back to back, Emergency. And then I wrote this song for the Whispers, and it just kept on going. So check it out. Here we go. Keep on loving me, y'all. That's rock and roll on Solar Records Radio. goes out to Ukraine, guys.
In this world, we're gonna find it.
You know, we only got 31 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank y'all. Thank Greg and Astrid for hanging out and blessing us with their amazing work and stuff. And I want to thank all my friends that I talk to constantly that are always supporting the show and showing much love. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, being a part of, you know, what we do here, Solar, in your way. It's beautiful, and I appreciate you, and I don't want you to think I take it for granted. Linda, thank you so much, sweetheart. Thanks, Nydra. Nydra from Dynasty, that's my girl. And Deborah B., what's up? Dana Myers, Gayla Massey, my wife, and Don Hyatt, what's up? And Mimo, my brother, Greg, of course, and Elsa Evans. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate, you know, you guys just blessing us and always being there. There's so many more friends that have been just so kind and said some wonderful things. So thanks to my sister out in Detroit. What's up, Julianne? Much love, sweetheart. And so, guys, thanks again. We do appreciate you, and I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. That's how we feel. Now, don't forget, like on Saturdays, it's a unique thing with Saturdays because Saturdays, the time is different, and it's becoming a problem because it's always different, and the people don't remember. So, but we're an hour earlier, okay? So an hour earlier on Saturdays, and so we do our cardio workout and stuff. So come hang out with us, right? So we're going to have a good time working out from, you know, from 2 to 3 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. Greg's leaving. He's going out on the road. It is it's the vacation time. So, Greg, safe travels. We love you and we appreciate you. You take care of yourself and, you know, and just be safe out there, all right? So anyway, we're going to just try to continue to do what we do here on Solar Records Radio. Now we got 29 minutes left in the show. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everything that you do here for us and with us here on Solar Records Radio. I want to get back to the group Shalimar. I had so much fun recording with them and for them on all their albums. And I was really blessed to be a part of that. And so, except for the very first one, I didn't do the very first album. But after that, when I got here in 79, it was on. And we just had Jeffrey Daniels on last Saturday, and he's texting me right now. Hey, Jeff, much love, brother. He's over there in Africa, and he's texting. He's crazy. You know, Jeff's proud of me. I'm proud of him. And I'm glad he's continued to do what he does. And he has an amazing story. His stories are just amazing. Good gracious. So much depth in this guy's life and what he's done and where, you know, and how he did it, you know. So just very proud of him as he's still on the road with a different version of Shalimar minus Jody Watley. And so as it's... But, you know, they're out there doing their thing and living in the music, right? And so maybe one day Dynasty will get their little bones back out there and we could get out there and do something. That would be fun. All right, guys. So so here we go. This is a Shalimar song that I love so much. And I don't know if you guys really know this song, but it's called On Top of the World. And here we go on Solar Records Radio. Man. love it. Hey, guys, I want to play this song written by William Shelby and Wardell Potts Jr. We had the opportunity to write this on the Dynasty's second album, the first album, I think it was. And the name of the song is called Day and Night. Check it out on Solar Records Radio.
I don't wanna
All righty, guys. Well, you know what? I love to be rich too, but you know, if we can be rich in love and peace and happiness, we'd be all good. Monetary is not always the way to be rich. It's a nice way, but you know what? If we can have all the other elements, I think we'll be happier. You know, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you and love you. You guys take care and be blessed and take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful weekend. Ashton, I'm so glad you're getting better, sweetheart. Thanks for being back on the show and blessing us. We appreciate you very much. And Greg, like I said, have a wonderful holiday. Be safe out there, you and Phil. Take care of each other and enjoy. And to all our friends around the globe, thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate it and love you so much for hanging out with us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. And we're not going anywhere, so if you're not going anywhere, tune in. And if you go somewhere, please still tune in, okay? That's what the internet is for, to keep you locked in. God bless you guys. Here's a song I wrote featuring Linda Carrier. Good night and God bless.